Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025, with Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The objective of the bill is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychologically and privacy-related impacts of such games. Additionally, the bill has a provision of complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games and provision of imprisonment up to 3 years and fine to up to 1 crore rupees. Chairman Public Accounts Dr. Mohesh Jai today chaired the fourth sitting of the Committee on Public Accounts of the 8th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh at the Assembly Conference Hall, Itanagar. During the proceedings, four government departments, viz. Tourism, Lottery, Science and Technology and Public Works Department appeared before the committee to tender oral evidence pertaining to the Comptroller and Auditor General report. The evidence was duly examined and deliberated upon by the members of the committee for further course of action. Arunachal Tourism has been awarded the International Tourism Conclave and Travel Awards 2025 for promoting unexplored destinations during an award ceremony held in New Delhi. While expressing pride over the achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post said that the recognition reflects the tireless efforts of the Arunachal Tourism Department in unveiling the state's hidden treasures, showcasing unique experiences and inviting the world to explore places less travelled. The Arunachal Pradesh State Pollution Control Board conducted a public hearing yesterday for environmental clearance to the proposed 1200 megawatt Kalai 2 hydroelectric project in Anjao district. The hearing, chaired by Anjao Deputy Commissioner Milo Kojin, saw the participation of Women and Child Development Minister Dasang Lopul, THDC officials and over 350 project affected persons from 33 villages. Urging locals to back the project, Pool cited Uttarakhand's Tehri Dam as an example of the benefits of large hydropower infrastructure. She assured that 50% of the project's employment opportunities would be reserved for land affected families, besides boosting self-employment and entrepreneurship in the region. The Meteorological Centre Itanagar has issued an orange alert for West Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit and Changlang district in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been issued for 18 districts. Under the Vibrant Village Program, a horticulture awareness and input distribution program was held today to promote organic farming and provide essential inputs to farmers under Kitbel Circle. The event aimed to promote organic horticulture practices and provide essential agricultural inputs to local farmers, helping them enhance productivity, improve income, and embrace sustainable farming methods. 72 farm families received input kits containing hybrid vegetable seeds, organic manures, pesticides, fungicides, bactericides, and sprayers. World Senior Citizens Day was observed today by Aiga Akum, a society dedicated for elderly care at Ranaghat, Pasighat. The celebration aims to emphasize the roles of caregivers at home to engage with and to support their elderly members. On the occasion, the District Program Coordinator ABPMJAY East Siang, Bir Bahadur Rai, conducted an awareness campaign on Ayushman Bharat PMJAY. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during their meeting in Moscow today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.